We're joined here with Coach Brian Gentry here in the post game, and all I've got to say is you knew Colby was going to start hitting some shots, but it took till early fourth quarter, and boy, did they.
Yeah, Hunter number 10 got cooking, and then once they see it go through the ball, you know, through the net right there, all of them start to gain a little confidence, and we were pretty fortunate the first half. They had some open looks, but I thought defensively we played really well. You know, contesting shots, you know, our bigs, you know, really challenged them at the rim, and we were able to get our hands on a lot of balls. So, you know, very proud of their defensive performance tonight. Offensively, for the most part, we were pretty solid. You know, we were feeding Gus, and you know, our post guys did pretty well, and our guards knocked down some shots for us. But, you know, what? Not much more you can say other than how about those free throws.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think we've ever shot that, you know, that well from the free throw line. It'd be hard to find a game where we did. But, I mean, that's pretty darn clutch in that fourth quarter.
Yes.
15 to 16 or whatever it was. That's just insane.
Man, and that, you know, you go look at Austin Tone. He's just – it's like routine for him in practice. He's good for him. Doggone, he missed that last one. But Gus Hawkins just picked up the slack there, and he got to the foul line and – it would end up being a three-point trip for you there.
We may have. They may have just stopped thinking we were going to miss ever, so they didn't box out Gus. But, it was. He was right there on the spot. And the only thing they could have been better about, you know, tonight was if Gus would have finally capped off the game with the dunk. But, you know, 6'6 kids aren't supposed to jump very high.
Yeah. I think he's going to have to watch some film on his technique there down the road, right?
Right. He's probably going to have to.
But what a performance for him. He really had great position. Colby started to take that away a little bit in the second quarter, but you guys were able to establish that in the third quarter again.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, a lot of credit to, you know, our guards. You know, I thought our guards did in the third quarter especially, I thought they did a fantastic job, you know, dribble driving to create angles. You know, Efren was right in front of our bench, and he dribbled, you know, he went baseline because the guy was playing high side, and Gus was able to catch and score. Austin made another great play over here on the right wing where he took a couple dribbles down there to create a better angle for the pass. And so we need more of that. You know, we need a lot more of those things to happen, not being so careless with the ball. But, you know, when they made their run, you know, you could see a little nerves. You could see a little, you know, oh, my God, is this really going to happen type look. But they shook it off, and they finished.
Well, you know, it's just you guys never trailed in the game, and that was attributed to your hot start getting out to an 8-0 lead. And, you know, Colby made the runs. They were down 4, and then you guys had a basket to make it a 6-point game there at halftime.
Yeah, they did. And we started off the game really well. I thought we were playing in a really good rhythm. They took the scouting report and applied it. We were really looking for a lot of skip passes. And when that happens, you know, we were going to force their low man in that zone to step out. And our guys were going to be able to put, you know, post up on the other block. So they did a really good job with the zone part of it. As the game got going, you know, that third quarter was really solid for us. And but when they started, you know, amping up the pressure and, you know, getting away with a few extra fouls that maybe didn't get called, you know, we really got to be strong with the ball. You got to expect guys to go for back taps and reach a little bit. And you can't complain when they do happen. Because you know they're going to happen. So you got to anticipate that and be strong with it. And we got to have guys flash into the ball a little bit better. But overall, very proud of the guys. We really needed that, you know, with the few-game losing streak that we were on. Really tough couple of weeks. But very proud of all of those guys for hanging in there, continuing to have confidence in one another. When you go through streaks like that and you lose a few games in a row, it's easy to get down on one another, and they never did. Their attitudes were great. On the bench, they were great. So very proud that they got the win tonight.
Well, it just kind of goes also in the form there. It's been 3 years since you guys have beaten Colby, and you've been so close a few times.
Yep.
And you've had leads like this and kind of had it slipped, and just the poise by your seniors.
Yeah, for sure. You know, even, you know, the first game this year, we had a lead, and then they went on a 10-0 run to close it off and beat us by 3 or whatever it was. So, you know, as long as these guys are, you know, going to continue to learn from mistakes and learn from, you know, film and things like that, we'll continue to get better. And they were able to do that tonight.
Well, you couldn't get to 10-10 without getting to 9-10, and now you're 9-10 on the year, and you get a week off. I think it's probably a nice time for a little week to rest up and put in some things there as Goodland comes to town next Tuesday. Hard to believe, wrap up the season.
Right. I mean, it's nuts how you know, a season this long can feel that short. But we'll definitely get some rest. We'll get a lot of shots up probably tomorrow, and that's probably about it. But go in and fine-tune some things because we need to be sharp. Running man and zone offense, and for the most part we were pretty good, but there's always room for improvement, and I know these guys will be eager to get back after it after tonight.
Congratulations, this is a big road win for you guys and a big confidence builder as well, and you guys get Goodland next Tuesday at home, and thanks again for joining me here, Coach. Enjoy the ride home, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.